那么今天的讲题是哈米基多顿大战。
The topic of today's preaching is the Battle of Armageddon.
我让我们打开圣经启示录16章12节到16节。
Please open your Bible to Revelation chapter 12.
Chapter 16.
Chapter 16. Verse 12.
Verse 12 to 16. 启示录第16章12节到16节。
Revelation chapter 16 verses 12 to 16.
16章12节，第六位天使把我倒在幼发拉底大河上，河水就干了，要给那从热处之地所来的众王预备道路。我又看见三个污秽的灵，好像青蛙，从龙口、兽口并假先知的口中出来，他们本是魔鬼的灵，施行奇事，出去到普天下众王那里，叫他们在神全能者的大日聚集征战。看啊，我来像贼一样，那警醒看守衣服，免得赤身而行，叫人见他羞耻的有福了。那三个鬼魔便叫众王聚集在一处，希伯来话叫做哈米基多顿。
Verse 12. The sixth angel poured his bowl on the great river Euphrates, and its water was dried up, to prepare the way for the kings from the east. And I saw issuing from the mouth of the dragon, and from the mouth of the beast, and from the mouth of the false prophet, three foul spirits like frogs. For they are demonic spirits, performing signs, who go abroad to the kings of the whole world.To assemble them for battle on a great day of God the Almighty. Lo, I am coming like a thief. Blessed is he who is awake, keeping his garments, that he may not go naked and be seen exposed. And they assemble them at the place which is called in Hebrew Armageddon.
那么当这个雷根总统担任这个美国第40任总统的时候，
As Ronald Reagan became the 40th American president,
那么他对这个中东这个局势感到非常的震惊。
He looked at the complex situation in Middle East with fear.
那么以色列这个小小的国家
，This little country Israel,
然后被这么多的敌人包围着
，is surrounded by so many enemies.
随时都会被他们吞噬掉。
And they could destroy him, her in any time.
所以雷根总统当他当总统的时候
，So as Reagan became the president，
就是在1981年5月15号，雷根总统在他的日记里面做了一个记录。
So in 1981, May 15th, he wrote in his journal.
那么他心里面感受到这个黎巴嫩，这个叙利亚。还有这个沙地阿拉伯跟苏联，还有这个以色列，将要面对很多很多的问题。
He felt at that time that Lebanon, Syria, Saudi Arabia, Soviet Union, and Israel will be facing a lot of trouble.
所以在他的日记里面，他写了这句话。
So in his journal, he wrote.
他说：“有时候我不晓得我们是否就要见证这个。”哈米奇多顿大战。
He said, "I don't know if we will be witnessing the Battle of Armageddon."
那么只不过是三个星期之后。
So after 3 weeks.
就是六月七号那一天。
So it is on June the 7th.
他就得来这个消息说，以色列轰炸这个伊拉克的克孜反应炉。
He got news that Israel has bombed the nuclear reactor in Iraq.
那么那个下午，雷根总统就在他的日记里面做了一个记录。
So that afternoon, he entered another entry in his journal.
他说得来的消息说，以色列轰炸伊拉克的 克子反应炉。
It's that news habit that Israel has bombed the Iraqi nuclear reactor.
他说我相信这个哈米奇多顿大战要到来了。
I believe that we are going to witness the battle of Armageddon.
然后不少的人知道这个哈米奇多顿这个名词。
Many people know of this term Armageddon.
那么当人听到这个名词的时候，心里面感觉到有点害怕。
And when people heard this term, they are afraid.
然后为什么在这个二十世纪、二十一世纪的时代里面？
So how come in this 20th to 21st century?
那么美国的政治领袖经常使用这个名词来在他们的演讲或者他们的书写里面。
The United States leadership often mention this name in their speeches.
那么他们利用这个名词是因为他们看到这个现代先进的武器。
They use this term is because they have known of the modern weapons.
并且他们也看到目前这个世界政治的局势。
And they also see the changes in the political arena.
他们看到这个目前的政治局势随时会失去控制。
They know that under the present circumstance, the political arena will change rapidly.
而带来一场有史没有见过的大战争。
And therefore bringing forth a battle that they have never seen before.
美国打过很多次仗。
America experienced many wars.
那么根据这个军事，美国的军事学院。
And according to the Army Military Institute.
他说美国曾经打过29次的仗。
America had experienced 29 wars.
所以平均半年就打一次仗。
So in an average, every 8 years,America is at war.
而这个数目就包括大大小小的战争。
This includes big and little wars.
那么在这些战争中，一共有131万的军人失去了他们的生命。
And during these wars, there has been 1.3 million deaths.
那么这些包括美国独立的战争所死去的25万的人。
This includes the 25,000 who lost their life during the War of Independence.
还有这个内战死去的623,000的人。
The 623,000 lost during the Civil War.
还有第二世界大战死去的400,000的人。
The 400,000 lost during the Second World War.
还有越南战争死去的58,000人。
The 58,000 lost during the Vietnam War.
最近的伊拉克跟阿富汗战争死去了4,000人。
The 4,000 lost during the Iraq and Afghanistan war.
但是圣经里面告诉我们将会有一场最后的战争。
But the Bible told us there will be a final battle.
那么这个战争叫做哈米奇多顿大战。
This battle is called the Battle of Armageddon.
那么历史里面所发生的战争跟这个哈米奇多顿大战来相比的话，
and if we compare this battle of Armageddon to previous wars,
就好像一个大母小母见大母一样，
it would be like a dwarf seeing a giant.
那么这场战争将会使到这个敌基督的国度被废弃，
and this war would lead to the destruction of the kingdom of the Antichrist.
而结束这个有罪的人类历史。
And it will then finish up mankind's evil history.
我想我们都想知道，那么到底这个战争什么时候会发生？
So we all want to know when will this battle happen?
没有人知道。
Nobody knows.
但是我们知道这场战争是发生在去年的大灾难里面。
But we know that this battle will happen during the Great Tribulation.
而且是发生在大灾难的末期。
And it will happen at the end of the tribulation.
那么什么时候大灾难会到来？
So when will the tribulation be here?
那么圣经里面讲到当大灾难来之前，
The Bible have told us that before the arrival of the tribulation,
那么圣经讲到教会将会被提到天上去，
The church will be raptured.
那没有人知道教会到底什么时候被提到天上去，
But nobody knows when rapture will happen.
因为圣经里面讲到 主的日子要到来的时候好像贼一样。
Because the Bible has told us that the day of the Lord is like a thief.
圣经没有告诉我们大灾难什么时候会到来。
The Bible did not tell us when the tribulation will arrive.
但是圣经却有很多很多的预兆讲到耶稣基督的再来。
But there are lots of signs mentioned in the Bible telling us the return of Jesus Christ.
而且提醒我们主的日子来的日子已经很近了。
And to remind us that the day of the Lord is very, very close.
换句话说，大灾难来的日子已经很近了。
In another words, the great tribulation is going to be here very soon.
也就是说，这个哈米奇多顿大战已经很靠近了。
Which is to say, the battle of Armageddon is going to be very close.
我曾经跟众弟兄姐妹朋友们分享过。
I have shared this with brothers and sisters and friends.
我说从欧洲联盟里面将会有一位敌基督出来。
Out of the European Union, there will be the appearance of the Antichrist.
那么他将会要尝试统治整个世界。
He is going to try to control the whole world.
我也大家分享过，俄罗斯将会带领军队来攻击这个以色列。
And Russia will also lead army to attack Israel.
那么这些事情将会导致这个发生这个哈米奇多顿大战。
All these will lead up to the battle of Armageddon.
如果我们看启示录十二章第九节的话
，If we look at Revelation chapter 12 verse 9,
那么那边讲到有一条大龙
，It talk about a great dragon.
大龙就是那古蛇
，And that is the ancient serpent.
它的名叫做魔鬼
，Called the devil.
它又叫做撒旦
，Or Satan.
是迷惑普天下的。
Who leads the whole world astray?
那么圣经讲到他将会被甩在地上，还有他的使者也被甩在地上。
And the Bible said he was hurled to the earth and his angels with him.
所以当他被甩在地上的时候
，And so as he was hurled to the earth,
圣经就告诉我们他将会逼迫这个生男孩的妇人。
And the Bible said then he will persecute the woman who gave birth to the child.
那么这节经文讲到在大灾难的期间这个古龙这个撒旦将会被甩在地上。
So it tells us that during the tribulation, Satan will be hurled towards the earth.
而且他将会逼迫这个生男孩的妇人。
And he will pursue the woman who had given birth to the male child.
那么到底这个生男孩的妇人是谁？
So who is this woman who has given birth to the male child?
那生男孩的妇人是指以色列。
The woman who had given birth is talking about Israel.
那么这个男孩就是指耶稣。
This male child is about Jesus.
因为耶稣是从以色列出来的。
Because Jesus is out of Israel.
那么撒旦首先借助这个哥格和马格战争来逼迫这个以色列。
So through the battle of Mag and of Gog and Magog, Satan has persecuted Israel.
那么他借助俄罗斯带领这个军队来迫害这个以色列。
And through Russian's army, he is going to go towards Israel.
那么他们前来抢窃以色列的财富。
They want to obtain the wealth of Israel.
那么上个星期我讲到神借助这个地震、借助天灾和疾病来阻止这些军队来进攻以色列。
And last week I talked about how God used earthquakes, hailstorm, and also sickness to defeat them.
那么虽然撒旦没有达到他的目的。
So even though Satan has not obtained his purpose.
他没有放弃迫害以色列。
He did not give up pursuing Israel.
那么当这个哥格跟马格战争结束之后
，So at the end of the battle of Gog and Magog.
也就是在这个大灾难的中期的时候
，And that is in the middle of the tribulation.
撒旦将会显露他最终的目的。
Satan will show his true purpose.
如果我们看启示录十六章，就是刚才念那几段几节经文。
And if we look at Revelation chapter 16, which is the verses we have just read.
我们看十三、十四节。
Let's look at verse 13 and 14.
这里讲到，我又看见三个污秽的灵，好像青蛙。
He said, "Then I saw three evil spirits that looked like frogs."
从龙口 受口必假先知的口出来。
They came out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, and of the false prophet.
他们本是鬼魔的灵。
They are spirits of demons.
施行奇事出去到普天下众王那里，叫他们在神全能的大日聚集征战。
They are spirits of demons performing miraculous signs, and they go out to the kings of the whole world to gather them for the battle on the great day of the God Almighty.
所以我们看到这场征战里面有三个主角。
So we see that there are three main characters in this battle.
一个就是龙。
There is a dragon.
我们都知道龙是指撒旦。
We know that the dragon referred to Satan.
那么第二就是那兽。
The second one is the beast.
兽就是从欧洲联盟出来的敌基督。
The beast is the antichrist that emerged from the European Union.
然后第三个主角就是假先知。
The third one is the false prophet.
所以我们从这两节经文里面，我们看到撒旦把他的能力赐给敌基督跟假先知。
So we see from these scriptures that Satan has given power to the Antichrist and the false prophet.
所以这三位邪恶的肢体将会组成一体来迫害以色列。
So these three characters will combine their power together to fight Israel.
然后我已经讲过，当这些事情发生的时候，教会已经被提到天上去了。
And I've mentioned before, when all this happened,The church is no longer on earth.
那么那与教会同在的圣灵也离开了。
The Holy Spirit who was with the church is no longer here.
因为我们看这个帖撒罗尼迦后书第二章第七节八节的时候，我们就明白。
If we look at 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verses 7 to 8, we'll understand.
那边讲到，因为那不法的淫逸已经发动，只是现在有一个拦阻的。等到那拦阻的被除去，那时不法的人必显露出来。
For the secret power of lawlessness is already at work, but the one who now holds it back will continue to do so till he is taken out of the way, and then the lawless one will be revealed.
所以这节经文讲到这个拦阻就是指圣灵。
So the one who holds it back is the Holy Spirit.
所以我们可想象到教会被提已经不在地上。
So we can imagine the church has been raptured, is no longer here on earth.
那么圣灵已经离开。
The Holy Spirit has already left.
那么将会使到地上的罪恶到了一个极点。
And the evil way, the sin on earth will reach its extreme.
那么这个敌基督将会显露他不法的手段。
And the Antichrist will show his lawlessness.
所以在撒旦的影响之下，敌基督将会尝试统治整个世界。
And under the influence of Satan, this Antichrist will try to control the whole world.
但是圣经有讲到这些国家不服气。
But the Bible also mentioned that the countries does not want to submit under him.
他们将会起来跟这个敌基督对抗。
And they will rebel against the Antichrist.
那么之后就导致我们今天要讲这个哈米奇多顿大战。
And then at the end, it will lead to this battle of Armageddon.
那么敌基督尝试统治整个世界的意愿不能够实现。
And since his desire to control the whole world cannot be fulfilled.
那么世界上很多国家都不满他的领导。
Countries around the world are not satisfied with his leadership.
所以他们起来对抗这个敌基督。
So they will rise up to fight against the Antichrist.
那么如果我们看但以理书的话，
If we look at the book of Daniel,
就是11章40节。
And it is chapter 11 verse 40.
那里讲到有从南方和北方的军队前来对抗这个敌基督。
And it talks about there will be king of the south and king of the north, who will storm out against him.
那么根据这个大纳神学院前任的任长 John Crawford,
and according to the
former president of Dallas Seminary, 他是这个圣经预言的权威。
He is the authority on prophecy in the Bible.
他说这个从南方来的军队就是从非洲来的军队包括这个埃及。
He said the army from the south is the one coming from like Egypt.
那么他们将会从南方来进攻以色列。
They will attack Israel from the south.
那么同时从北方的军队包括俄罗斯将会前来进攻以色列。
The army from the north, including the army from Russia, will attack Israel from the north.
那么除了有从南方跟北方来的军队。
So besides these two armies from the south and the north,
我们圣经也有讲到，将会从东方有军队前来进攻以色列。
The Bible also mentioned there will be army coming from the east.
这个是记在这个但以理书十一章四十四节。
And this is recorded in Daniel 11, verse 44.
那里讲到，但从东方和北方必有消息扰乱他，那个他是敌基督。他就大发烈怒出来，要将多人杀灭，尽尽。
But reports from the east and the north will alarm him. This him refers to the Antichrist, and he will set out in a great rage to destroy and annihilate many.
所以但以理书讲到，将会有东方从东方里面有一大队的军队前来攻打以色列。
So in the book of Daniel, it says there will be a large army coming from the east.
那么在启示录里面也有类似的预言。
And in Revelation, there are similar prophecy about it.
如果我们看十六章十二节。
If we look at Revelation chapter 16, verse 12.
那么那里讲到第六位天使把碗倒在幼发拉底河上，河水干了，要给那从热处之地所来的众王预备道路。
He says the sixth angel poured out his bowl on the great river Euphrates, and its water was dried up to prepare the way for the kings from the east.
那么这节经文讲到这个幼发拉底河的水将会干掉。
And it talks about that the river or the water in the great river Euphrates will dry up.
那么从东方的王将会带领军队经过这个河，然后来进攻以色列。
The kings from the east will go through the river to attack Israel.
来同时来攻打敌对这个敌基督
and at the same time to fight against the Antichrist
这不是神使到这个河水干第一次的事情
This is not the first time that God has dried up a river
如果我们读圣经的话我们看到神把这个红海分开
If we read the Bible we know that God has separated the Red Sea
然后使到这些追兵从埃及来的追兵都被淹死。
And it caused the Egyptian army to be overrun by the river.
我们也看到神使到这个约旦河的河水突然间停止流动。
And we've also seen that God has stopped the flow of the River Jordan.
形成一个干地，使到以色列人能够经过这个干地进入迦南地。
So that the Israelites can walk through dry land to enter into the land of Canaan.
但是但以理预言说，他说这个敌基督得到这个消息之后。
But in the book of Daniel, it says when this Antichrist received news.
也就是他知道将会有一大队的军队从东方来的时候。
And as he knows that there is a great army coming from the east.
所以他心里面感到很忧乱。
So he was frightened.
他心里面感到忧乱，因为他要应付从北方的军队和南方的军队。
He was alarmed because he already has to face the army from the north and the south.
同时，他必须要应付从东方来的大军队。
And then he has to face this great army from the east.
所以，当这个幼发拉底河的河水已经干掉以后
，So when the river Euphrates dried up.
那么使到从东方的军队很轻易的渡过这条河来进攻这个敌基督。
The army from the east was able to easily cross the river to attack Israel.
如果我们看启示录九章十六节。
If we look at Revelation chapter 9 verse 16.
那么这里讲到将会有一条有一个庞大的军队从东方而来。
It talks about this huge army coming from the east.
而且他的马军有20,000,000的人。
He said the mounted troops was 200,000,000.
他们的数目我已经听到了。
He said I've heard this number.
这是一个很大很大的军队。
This is a huge army.
你是否相信这个大的军队会从东方而来吗？
Do you believe such a huge army can come from the east?
东方最多人口的国家是哪个国家？
Which country has the most people in the east?
哪个国家？
Which country?
啊？哪里？啊？台湾。
Is it Taiwan?
中国。
China.
中国目前的人口有12亿。
The Chinese population today is 12 billion.
所以20,000,000的人是否是一个真实的数目？
So is 200 million a real number?
那么根据这个美国军事学院的这个 Dr. Larry Warsaw.
And so according to the U.S. Army War College, Dr. Larry Warsaw.
那么 Dr. Larry Warsaw 也是这个研究中国军事的权威。
He is also the authority on Chinese military.
那么他说中国280万的军队哦，这个他两中国有这个280万的活跃军队。
He said China has 2.8 million active duty personnel.
而且是全世界最大的军队。
And it is the biggest army on earth right now.
那么除了这个活跃的军队。
And besides the active personnel, active duty.
中国还有100万的后备队。
There is also 1 million reservists.
还有1,500万的民兵。
And 15 million militia.
以中国这个十亿的人口。
The population of China is 1.2 billion.
那么中国可以随时的应征到20,000,000的人来组成这个庞大的军队。
So China can easily assemble an army of 200 million.
所以这个这么大的军队不是不可能的。
So it is not impossible to have such a huge army.
对中国来说是随时可以派上用场。
To China is an easy task.
那么圣经里面讲到这个庞大的军队将会从东方越过这个幼发拉底河。
So the Bible tells us this huge army is going to cross over the river of Euphrates
来进攻这个敌基督
to attack the Antichrist
形成这个有史以来从来没有见过的大战争
to assemble this huge battle that has never been seen before
但是如果我们看启示录的时候他说从这个背后的大战争有一个人
but the Bible if we look at the Bible it tells us behind this huge battle there's a person
其实不是一个人有一个鬼啊
Actually, it's not a person, it's an evil spirit.
如果你看启示录16章14节
If you look at Revelation chapter 16, verse 14,
他们本是鬼魔的灵施行奇事出去到普天下众王那里叫他们在神全能者的大日聚集征战
They are spirits of demons performing miraculous signs and they go out to the kings of the whole world.To gather them for the battle on the great day of God Almighty.
那么圣经讲到他们将会集聚在一个地方，叫做希伯来话叫做哈米基多顿。
And the Bible tells us that they are going to go out to this place, and in Hebrew it's called Armageddon.
所以哈米基多顿这个名词不是一个战争的名词。
So this name Armageddon, it is not the name of a battle.
而是一个地方的名词。
It is actually the name of a place.
那么在这个名词在圣经里面只是出现一次。
This name has only appeared in the Bible once.
就是在启示录16章16节。
And it is in Revelation chapter 16 verse 16.
讲到这个哈米基多顿。
It talks about the name Armageddon.
如果从希伯来文来看的话。
So according to the Hebrew language,
希伯来文讲是哈米基多顿哈。
The Hebrew used it as Armageddon.
Yeah. 所以哈的意思就是山。
Ha means mountain.
还有 Megiddo 是讲惨杀的意思。
Armageddon means slaughter.
所以。哈米奇多顿的意思就是惨杀的山。
So the word Harmageddon means the mountain of slaughter.
但是 Megiddo 这个山是坐落在以色列的北部。
This mountain Megiddo is on the north side of Israel.
如果你有机会到以色列去的话
，If you have ever been to Israel，
那这个地方还在以色列。
The location is still there.
然后它这个地方就是包括这个地中海，然后伸延到一直到以色列北部的一个平原。
So this place actually starts from the Mediterranean Sea and it goes all the way to the northern plain of Israel.
然后哈米奇多顿这个名词在圣经里面只是出现一次。
So Armageddon only appeared in the Bible once.
但是这个 Megiddo 这个名呢，这个地方的名却在圣经里面经常出现。
But the word Megiddo, this name has happened in Bible frequently.
比如说我们看到这个底波拉，这个巴拉把这个迦南人在这个地方打败。
For example, in the Old Testament, Deborah and Barak defeated the Canaanites right there.
还有我们看到这个基甸把这个非利士人在这个地方也打败。
And we see that Gideon defeated the Midianites at that location.
那么我们也看到扫罗王在这个地方被这个非利士人杀害。
And we see that King Saul was killed by the Palestinians right there.
还有以色列的王耶西亚王在这个地方被这个埃及人杀害。
And King Josiah was also killed by the Egyptians in this location.
然后根据圣经的历史，在这个地方已经打过差不多200多次的仗。
And according to the biblical history, there have been 200 battles at this location.
然后圣经讲到最后的大战就是在这个地方。
And then the Bible said the very final battle will take place in this location.
那么在人类历史里面发生过很多很多的战争。
There are many, there have been many wars in human history.
但是这些战争跟这个哈米奇多顿大战来比的话，没有得比。
But they are in no comparison to this final battle of Armageddon.
就好像我讲，好像小母见大母一样。
And just like I said, it will be just like a dwarf going to see a giant.
那么这场战争将会带来给世界的末日。
And this will end the world.
也成全了神对这个罪恶的世界的审判。
And it is the final judgment of God for this earth.
那么这场大战将会有从南方、北方跟东方的军队前来跟这个敌基督对抗。
So with this battle, there are armies coming from the north, the south, and the east to battle with the Antichrist.
他们要把这个要强制统治整个世界的人把他除去。
They want to destroy this person who tried to control the world.
因为从东方而来庞大的军队。
Because from the huge army from the east.
我们圣经讲到，直到有三分之一的人被杀。
Because of the huge number, one third of the world's population was killed.
在启示录九章十八节那边记录。
And in Revelation chapter 19, verse 18, it recorded this.
那边讲到他说所流出的血啊，到那个马的脚环。
He said the blood that was flowing reaches
the bridle of the horse. 你知道马的脚环有多高吗？
Do you know how tall the bridle is on a horse?
通常马的脚环大概这么高了哦。因为它的口在这边嘛哦。
It's about this high.
那比如说它那个马这么高，然后它的口 roughly so high. 然后圣经讲到。它的长有大概200英里。
And it says the length of this blood will reach about 200 miles.
所以你可以想象那些血是这么多。
You can imagine how much blood there will be.
这么多的血就是表明说很多很多人都被杀。
And it just represents how many people will be killed.
所以当这些军队他们互相残杀的时候
，And so as the armies are fighting against one another,
那么启示录里面讲到，突然间天上显现有那个荣耀显现。
And the Bible said all of a sudden, the there were light from the heaven.
那么在启示录十九章十一节告诉我们。
In Revelation chapter 19:11, it tells us.
他说我观看见天开了，有一匹马骑在马上，称为诚实真实，他审判征战都按作公义。
He said, I saw heaven standing open, and there before me was a white horse, whose rider is called Faithful and True. With justice, he judges and makes war.
那么主耶稣将会从天降临，带着军队来对付这个敌基督。
So our Lord Jesus will appear from heaven. He will bring forth his army to deal with the Antichrist.
那么在这个时候，突然间整个情况就改变。
So all of a sudden, the situation changes.
那本来这些从东方、南方还有北方的军队要来攻打这个敌基督。
Because while these army from the north, south, and the east are going to fight the Antichrist,
那么突然间他们必须要面对从天上来的天军。
All of a sudden, they have to face this heavenly army.
那么圣经讲到，因为有利剑从主耶稣的口中出来，可以击杀这些烈火。
He said, out of his mouth comes a sharp sword with which to strike down the nations.
那么在那个时候，敌基督跟这个兽还有这个魔鬼，他们将会抓拿，然后被捆绑。
And so Satan, the Antichrist, and the false prophet will be bound.
然后他们将会被丢在这个硫磺的火湖里面。
And they will be thrown into the hell of fire.
那么其余的人都被杀了。
And then all the rest will be killed.
那么这个大战告诉我们，主耶稣将会结束这个外邦人的权势。
And this battle, with this battle, Jesus Christ will end the reign of the Gentiles.
我记得我跟大家分享这个欧洲联盟的时候。
Remember when I was sharing about the European Union with you all?
我们记得我讲到这个王，这个尼布甲尼撒王所做那个梦。
Remember the dream of King Nebuchadnezzar.
那么他做那个梦，就是讲到这个外邦人的日子，就是从这个巴比伦王国开始的时候。
And it's talking about the beginning of man's history is the when it starts with the history of Babylon.
那么这个外邦人的日子，从那个时候开始到这个大战的时候就要结束了。
And so the history of the Gentiles began with the Babylonian kingdom, and then it will end at this battle.
但是神将会在那个时候建立一个千禧年的国度。
God will then establish a millennium kingdom.
所以在那个时候，这件事情发生的时候，我们刚才讲教会已经被提到天上去了。
So when all this is happening, the church has already been raptured.
所以相信耶稣得救的人已经被提到天上去。
So people who have believed in Jesus Christ has already been lifted to heaven.
但是如果你还没有相信耶稣的话，
But if you still have not believed in Jesus Christ,
如果你还活着的话，
If you are still living at that time,
你将会经历到这场大战争。
You will experience this great battle.
所以如果你还没有相信耶稣，
So if you have not received Jesus Christ,
我邀请你考虑这件事情。
I invite you to consider this.
让我们同心祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们感谢你赐给我们今天的话语。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the words you have given us.
求主让我们明白这个预言。
Help us to understand the prophecy.
也求主你让我明白将来要发生的事情。
Help us to understand what is going to happen in the future.
让我们做好准备。
Help us to get prepared.
我们把每一位交在你的手中，求主你带领我们。
We lift up everyone in your hands. Please guide us.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray these in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.